Can we look forward to a future where all the menial tasks are done by artificial intelligence, are done by machines, and humanity can then get to a place where we can, you know, we can look into the deeper meanings of life. We can, you know, explore art, music, philosophy. Which path do you think AI can bring us down? Is it a path that we need to be worried about? Or is it a path that we can be hopeful for? Or is it somewhere in between?
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Not a Machine.
Welcome to another episode of Nerding Out with That Nerdy Catholic. I'm Seth Payne. We just finished a really interesting series on classical physics, and I really enjoyed every single episode looking at the history of physics, looking at the key figures in the discovery of how our universe works. And so I encourage you to go back and check out those episodes. So Cesar and I were preparing to go into a second series on modern physics when we decided to take a break and talk about AI. AI is a topic that is in the news. There have been so many YouTube videos looking at AI in the past 2 months. I know that AI has been around for a long time, but with the growth of programs like ChatGPT, and now it seems like you can't download any program off the internet, any application, without it saying somehow that AI is incorporated into it, is a powerful new tool. And so we want to look into what AI is and what it isn't. And so I want to ask you, what are some things you've been thinking about with AI? How important is AI to you? I'm really curious if you've used it in your work, if it's become a part of your job. You know, one of the things that we've been using AI for here is in helping us with descriptions, coming up with tags for videos. There's no denying that it's a very powerful tool. And so I'm really curious, how have you been using AI? What are some things you've done with it? Has it been helpful? Has it been more difficult than it's been helpful? I'd love to hear it in the comments below, or head over to thatnerdycatholic.com/AI to share your thoughts. How are you using AI? One of the things that Cesar and I want to do is bring your thoughts, bring your experiences into our future videos. And so I want to open this up to all of you to let us know your experiences. And so we want to bring in as many comments. We want you to help us shape this conversation, because Cesar and I have, you know, we have a lot of thoughts of our own, but we know that there are a lot of different opinions out there about what AI is. One of the things that's been really interesting around AI is the language that's been used for it. Even thinking about the term artificial intelligence, thinking about intelligence, what is intelligence? What does it mean for it to be artificial? How do we compare artificial intelligence to human intelligence? We're going to start the series off with an overview. What is AI? We're not going to dive deep into it. You know, both Cesar and I have been watching a number of really interesting videos. I'm going to link a playlist in the description below to a series of videos put out by 3Blue1Brown, a really interesting channel that's mainly talking about math. You know, the channel is all about math and looking at the structure of artificial intelligence, the structural neural networks, and seeing how if you go all the way down to the bottom, it's just math. And so we're going to be talking about that. The language that people use to talk about AI, you know, people say things like, well, when AI decides to do something, or you know, AI is, you know, you type something into ChatGPT and it says it's thinking about it. What does it mean for AI to think? What does it mean for AI to decide? We're going to look a lot into the language of AI. I just started reading an article about, this is kind of a tangent to this, but I think it all fits together, that this article titled Against Self-Optimization. And it looks at how we are trying to optimize our lives. And, you know, there's so many systems out there for optimizing our lives. But the point of the article is that we are using machine language, you know, language about how machines work to optimize our lives. So we're treating ourselves like machines. You know, and Cesar and I were just talking about this, that with AI, we're using language for, you know, human language to describe what a machine is doing. And so I think this is a really interesting avenue to look into. This idea of the, you know, thing about the language that we use is important on how, you know, the images that we have of the reality of something. And so are we treating our machines like humans, and are we treating other humans like machines? What is the purpose of a machine doing a task? What is the purpose of a person doing a task? One of the topics we want to go into is this idea of personhood. What does it mean to be a person? And even, you know, then thinking about the ethics of using artificial intelligence, versus having a person do a job. You know, what can artificial intelligence do that a person can't? You know, what can a person do that artificial intelligence can't? And so with all these other things that we'll be talking about, we're really interested in your thoughts. And if you head over to thatnerdycatholic.com/AI, you can share your thoughts and experiences with us, and we may include them in a future episode. What do you think as far as, you know, can AI think? Where can AI replace someone? Where should it replace someone as far as a job? Where shouldn't it? There have been a number of videos looking at this idea of AI taking over. You know, there's a paper I started to read, and I plan to read the whole thing and talk about it at some point. But there's an article that there's a paper that came out recently called AI 2027, looking at this roadmap of kind of a dark and a not so dark. There are two paths that it describes in this paper, but a path where AI completely takes over, and a path where we can work with AI, but where AI still becomes, you know, one of the major players in the world. And I'm really curious what you think about this, because I don't know exactly what to think. Can we get to a point where AI says, you know, kind of like the image that we get from Skynet in, you know, the Terminator movies? Can we get to the point where, or the Matrix? You know, there's so many, it's one of the interesting things, in the past couple of decades, there have been so many movies about machines taking over. A lot of them came out before we had an idea of exactly what AI could do. But now that we know what AI can do, or at least we're beginning to see what AI can do, we're revisiting a lot of these questions. Can a machine get to the point where it says, well, I need to optimize what I'm doing so much that these, you know, pesky humans are getting in the way? We might as well just, you know, do away with them, because they're the ones that are slowing down our process for becoming more optimized. Should we have this doom and gloom? you know, the other side of that spectrum is this idea that a lot of people are talking about, looking at this hopeful future with AI. Is AI, you know, I've read this comparison of AI to the replicator in Star Trek. You know, the replicator in Star Trek, this machine that you walk up to the wall and you say, make me something, you know, the famous line from, you know, that Captain Picard always said in that the Next Generation, Star Trek Next Generation. He'd walk up to the replicator in the wall and he said, tea, Earl Grey hot. And you'd see this flash of light and then there'd be a hot cup of Earl Grey tea sitting there. And so the replicator in the Star Trek universe brought in a period of such widespread prosperity that all you need is the energy to make whatever you want. And we have this image in the Star Trek universe of a society that has moved beyond scarcity. And so anyone can do whatever they want to find the fulfillment for themselves. There is no need for, you know, backbreaking labor for people to survive. And so is AI that tool? Can we look forward to a future where all the menial tasks are done by artificial intelligence, are done by machines, and humanity can then get to a place where we can, you know, we can look into the deeper meanings of life. We can, you know, explore art, music, philosophy. And so we have these two images, these two paths. And I'm really curious to hear what you think. Which path do you think AI can bring us down? Is it a path that we need to be worried about? Or is it a path that we can be hopeful for? Or is it somewhere in between? Is there a possibility that it could go either way? And that path is determined by how we implement it, our reactions to it. Are you hopeful for AI? Are you scared of AI? Let us know your thoughts over at thatnerdycatholic.com/AI. There are so many unknowns. You know, when people talk about AI, they talk about it as a black box. And one of the things that Cesar and I want to do, looking at in the beginning, you know, what is AI? We want to get a better grasp on what they mean when they say it's a black box. Is this something that we had to say, we have no idea what's going on inside, and so we need to be wary of it? When we look at the what it is, looking at the base of it is, it's math. And so there are a lot of things we do know about how it works, and there we don't know exactly how it is configured inside, but is that something we need to be scared about or not? What we do know is that AI is here. You know, there are a lot of companies that are putting a lot of money into training faster and more efficient and more widespread, you know, going from this, you know, this an AI, an artificial intelligence, to an artificial general intelligence. But what we know is that AI is here, and artificial general intelligence is being worked on. And there are many people in the industry that are saying, it's going to be here in 2 years. It's going to be here in 5 years. They're not saying, we don't know if it's going to be here. The question is when. And is this something that we should be worried about? Is it something that we should be hopeful for? I'm really curious what you think about this. If you know of anyone that is working in the area of artificial intelligence and you think that they would be a great person to talk to, let us know. We would love to reach out to some people to bring in other opinions, send us their contact information or any other thoughts you may have over at thatnerdycatholic.com/AI. You know, as Cesar and I say in all of our videos, we're not the experts. This is something that is a curiosity to us. We love making videos about what we're interested in. And I hope that you love watching videos of things that we're interested in, because it's something that you're interested in as well. And so let us know in the comments, you know, what are some important topics in the area of artificial intelligence, especially where it comes to, you know, thinking about how it plays in with faith, with philosophy, kind of the metaphysics of it. Also areas of, you know, ethical concern that need to be thought about with artificial intelligence. So leave all your thoughts in the comments below. Cesar and I read every single one of them, and we try to respond to them as well. And we want to you to be part of this conversation about the, you know, about what AI is and about what it can be, and how we need to think about it. So I want to thank you for joining us for this short kind of introduction to our series on AI. We want to thank you for all the support that you've given us in the past. I want to let you know, if you head over to thatnerdycatholic.com, you can sign up for our email list and you can get updates on when we put out new videos and new content, when we, you know, looking at the future of That Nerdy Catholic. I want to thank everyone that's gone over to thatnerdycatholic.com/support. You can go over there and help support us financially. And everyone that's supported us up to this point, we're so thankful for you. If you go over to thatnerdycatholic.com/merch, you can get t-shirts and mugs and other cool nerdy things to let the world know that you are a nerd, but that faith is important to you as well, and that you don't see a contradiction between the two. So come back next time as we jump into the world of artificial intelligence and all the implications. God bless. See you next time.
System shut down.